Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Podcaster, comedian, meditation man, Dermot Whelan is our visiting critic. Welcome, Dermot.
Hey, Oliver, how's it going? It's lovely to be here.
Delighted to have you.
Just had the best time over the last 24 hours reviewing advent calendars, and nothing brings up a level of excitement like advent calendars. And I don't know what it is. I think there's certain things as adults.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm not at all.
Okay, like,
because I said it to my family, I'm bringing home some advent calendars. Oh my God, what are they? Because there's certain things, I think, as adults, there's certain childish joys that never go away. For instance, one is running as fast as you can in a hotel corridor.
Okay,
jumping on a bouncy castle. Anyone who works in A&E will know this to be true. And the third one is opening little windows on an advent calendar.
Wonder what's behind it.
Yeah. Now, I've noticed a change in advent calendars since you and I were younger. It used to be like little houses and little doors. Obviously, the housing crisis affects advent calendars too, because there's very few little houses and little doors.
But there's an image, wasn't there? There was nothing really in the advent calendars.
Yeah, well, the history of them is interesting. And I know you touched on this at the start, but it goes back to the 16th century. Yeah, and originally they would have been kind of branches with 24 candles on them, to the run up to Christmas as Advent started. But obviously they realised this was an incredible fire hazard for a house probably made of sticks. So it became a little bit more secular in the 19th century, and actually it was the 1920s when a German lad invented the little doors that we now associate with Advent calendars. Now originally there would have been just pictures behind it. And then a little bit later on came every child's favourite, Bible verses. Obviously over time they become more extravagant, more commercial. And we do what we always do. We strip out any spirituality or any religion.
Now we do it to sell
more stuff before Christmas.
There was a teletext one, I believe, at one stage. That's definitely gone now.
Teletext advent calendar.
There was 8-bit graphic every day, apparently. Yes, that's what our team have discovered. There was a teletext one which revealed an 8-bit graphic every day.
With the familiar teletext spelling errors, I hope. all part of the experience.
You kind of had to go to the other side of the room to make out what the image was. I see what it is now. It's supposed to be a man waving. Whatever it is.
Yeah, and allow 2 weeks for the sports results to update. I do remember that on the old Airtel as well.
Yeah, there'll be a teletext anniversary tour at some point.
Yeah.
So come here. So Advent, we focus on Irish only ones.
Yeah, and there's some good stuff out there. I've really enjoyed it, and very different ones as well. So in no particular order, there is one by Malloy's Liquor Stores, where you get 24 individual beers from 23 individual Irish microbreweries. And I think that's really cool, because obviously
it's really
they're all
cool.
Irish.
And it sits on the floor or your table or whatever it is.
Yeah, it does weigh about 30 stone.
You need two strong
men to get it into the house.
We had a look at it, and you kind of have to punch through to get your can out.
You punch down. There's a glass in the centre of it, so just don't punch that part of it.
But it is heavily labelled.
A nice little glass. And obviously it encourages moderation. You know what they say, a beer a day
24
keeps reality away.
Very responsible.
Yeah, so if you're into your craft beers,
but they're all
100% nice
Irish, they're all made here.
Absolutely, really cool. And you get the little glass in there as well. So if you've got a beer, aficionado in your house, this actually is quite a nice one. And remember, you don't have to drink them all in one day, okay?
No.
Graw chocolate is another one. There's a lot of chocolate ones out there. I'm a chocolate fan, and I love chocolate.
I've been known
to have chocolate subscriptions in the past, where they send you special bars every month. But then Brexit came in and ruined everything. It became too expensive.
But now you just get the Irish thing and you'll be great. Grand.
Yeah, now this is a nice one because it does have the little Christmassy scene. It does have a little house, like little houses and little doors. And Graw Chocolates was started by Grainne Mullins down in Galway. She spent 2 years working in a Michelin-starred restaurant in France, came back to Kilcrest in 2020 and started Graw Chocolates. And
Have you eaten all of that? There's a bit of damage done to that one.
A little bit of damage done to this one. I think this will be nice to have. You know, if you're used to having your cup of tea at the same time every day, you're little break, maybe you're working from home.
Because the ritual is very important with the Advent.
Exactly.
Calendar,
so you get a little chocolate in each one, and you can add that to your cup of tea.
And a remarkable chocolate. I had one this morning, actually. I opened number one. I noticed how it's all neatly done. Our Advent doors was kind of all over the place. They've done it in order. perfectly grow because everything has to be very neat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why sometimes we invite advent calendars on ourselves, because basically the rows, anyone with small kids listening will know.
What are you going to do with one chocolate?
If you've got like three kids, now you're under pressure to get three different, you know, one each, because it's my turn. Hey, he opened the wrong one. There's always one sibling who has no respect for the numbers, no respect for the waiting.
Oh, yeah, someone's going to open 15 like on day one.
Yeah, or I guess there's always some clever kid in every family who manages to open the little door, take out the treat and put it back as if nothing has happened.
Those people
will go far in life.
Do you remember tins of sweets used to be opened and resell it taped back? And then they ruined it in the mid 90s when they put kind of like branded sellotape so you couldn't surreptitiously retape.
And we won't get started on the second layer either. But there are all other, there's lots of other kinds of...
By the way, the Graal one, it's a very extravagant gift, isn't it? Because it's €85 for your 24 amazing chocolates.
Yeah, now they do look good, but it's a good part of the world, actually, the west of Ireland for chocolate. It's good to see Irish chocolate companies. I know Hazel Mountain is down there near Kinvara as well.
They've put there's a Poitiers flavoured one. There's a hot Irish whiskey drink as well. There's a lot of alcohol connections, but it's still non-alcohol treat.
Yeah, maybe check which one you're eating before you give it to the kids. Now this is one that I have actually had this in the past.
Oh,
It's Grandgrands. Uh-huh. Grandgrands is a company based in Kilcolgan in County Galway. They opened up beside the post office in Kilcolgan in May 2021. Nigel and Magley. It's a family business with the kids and all. And this is one that also weighs a lot, but it's little jars of jams and chutneys, and there's a mustard in there. And I'm kind of into all that stuff.
Oh, that's a really cool one.
And they're really interesting ones. They're nice ones. You know, you get like, there's Christmas pudding marmalade with brandy and winter berry and mulled wine preserve. And all that. So if you're into like a little bit of jam on your, you know, your morning toast and all that.
It's the time of year for us, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think mums would like this one as well. You know, mums and dads like a bit of the old marmalade. Where's the good marmalade? So I think Grandgrand's one is actually quite a nice one.
The weird thing about advent, it seems like such a brilliant Christmas gift, but it has to be given to someone in late November, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the whole idea, is they want you buying their products before Christmas.
And you have to do something again.
We fall into the trap. Like, yay!
That's €80 and grandgrandsfoods.ie for orders and stuff.
Now, some of them you get the feeling like, lads, this would be better as a hamper. Like, I brought one home and it was by Spotlight Oral Care. Yay, went the children.
Now, this was a dental advent calendar sitting next to the chocolate one.
Yeah, well, look, this is what I thought, but it changed. I'll tell you why. So, Dr. Lisa and Dr. Vanessa Craven, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, they started Spotlight Oral Care. Two Irish sisters, two Irish dentists, and they wanted to bring in products that were a little bit more ethically created and didn't have a lot of the bad stuff in there that some of them do.
Yeah.
And so this is obviously a big one. You get all kinds of things in there, like replacement brush heads and ultra whitening professional toothpaste and floss picks, every child's favourite. Ultra teeth whitening pen. So lots of ways of whitening your teeth. So this was a kind of a strange one, because I was thinking, like, how do you give this to somebody without offending them? It's like, you know, here's your advent calendar, you yellow toothed hobo, you know. And there was a moment where we all sort of stood around as a family opening the things going, yeah, maybe our teeth are too yellow. Yeah. So you start a little bit of introspection. But, you know, we were like, maybe this would work better as a hamper. There isn't that level of excitement, you know, about the scrunchie.
Is there not?
Are the thing to hold your hair back that are in some of the things?
There's satin hair crunchie. There's a towel headband. Oh, lots of cool stuff.
But I'll tell you,
it didn't go down well in your house.
I left all the stuff on the kitchen table. When I came down this morning, most of it was gone.
Oh,
so my teenagers had stolen it. People had all taken their favourites.
So mocking it as a group, but individually going, I love this.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I am a yellow-toothed hobo. I better take some.
But what a great story. So that was set up in 2016, Spotlight. And I didn't know there was an Irish brand of that.
No, me neither. Now. And it is good. It's great to be celebrating Irish businesses and seeing people try. It's particularly, I like the idea, you never know what's in these kinds of products. So I personally liked hearing that actually these are all ethically sourced and there's not stuff in this that you would use to strip paint off the shed.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And people love what they call image gifts. which is about looking after yourself and being nice so that you feel healthy all the way through Christmas.
Well, that's it. And what's wrong with having a whiter smile for party season, Oliver? Actually, I know that's on your mind.
We also do need to floss, and especially during Christmas.
Irish people...
My dentist keeps telling me.
Yeah, I'm not sure Irish people got the whole flossing thing. You know when you see movies and there's a couple and they're always having important conversations as they're flossing their teeth at night, and we look at it and go, that's very American. We only take the dirt off the front of the teeth. Nature has the rest.
We go in once a year to get the rest of it dug out.
Yeah, we outsource that.
But the fact that they're actually qualified dentists as well helps, because sometimes you can be suspicious of a cosmetics going, there's somebody who doesn't know what they're doing there.
Yeah, there's just a man in a shed with a whole load of tins of bubbling things.
Spotlight, I just want to say that's €160 because it does include a Power Tour toothbrush, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Sonic
it does.
Pro toothbrush.
Yeah, and then another box has the cable, and then another box has the charger. So they spread it out over windows. Sculpted by Amy is the one that caused the most fuss in the house. I have a 13-year-old daughter. Anyone with a young female teenager will know what I'm talking about. There's an obsession with different makeup brands. And you would think that it's the cheaper ones that kids would be going for, but they're not. No. They go for premium. But this is a really good story. And Amy started this company, Amy Connolly, back in 2016. So she was a makeup artist, and she decided that she was just going to bring out her own brand. And I think this was a really brave thing to do. She saved up... €10,000 from her makeup business and started this business. And now, you know, fast forward, she was only 18 at the time. She's 31 now. She's got shops on Grafton Street, in Belfast, in London. You cannot get your hands on this stuff. This is really, really hard to get. She's outselling some of the big global brands in places like Boots. So, and her, she had a turnover of 22 million. So she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
So this has all kinds of, shimmer shadow, tinted beauty balm, easy glide. I didn't get a chance to look at the products for long enough because my daughter had taken them up to her bedroom so fast. There was no restraint shown in terms of, opening the little windows and whatnot. It was just a ransacking is what it was. So I'd love to tell you what they look like. I didn't see them for long enough.
And it's a 12-day one.
This is a high value thing, and I will never understand makeup and understand the difference between what makes a good one and that. But I guess, again, her whole shtick is that, you should be using less makeup, but use proper makeup and do it well.
This is one that if you want to get it, you'll have to sign up for next year's lot because there's no hope of getting this.
Yeah, there's like a waiting list for this. You got to pre-order it because it's so popular. So
it's €99.
Sculpted by Amy.
But it's worth £200. And it's a bit like the Spotlight one. Did you actually save money getting that particular one?
Because it is good to get these proper brands. You got to watch out. There's a lot of scamming online at the moment in terms of advent calendars.
Always the fake ones.
Yeah, fake ones. So watch those too good to be true deals you see popping up on social media on your ads.
Yes, especially Black Friday time.
Yeah, you may just get a really expensive box. If opening empty little windows is your thing, then this could be it. But yeah, people are getting ripped off left, right and centre. But
scammed by advent calendar.
There's a whole lot of other ones out there as well. If you want to get more adventurous, there are adult toy
advent
calendars. And I had a
24 days.
I had a quick 24 individual toys and whatever else you would like. I had a look at Cosmo did their favorites, right? And I was just looking, they were doing like very organized pros and cons of each adult toy manufacturer.
That's
and all
a cool
that
review, yeah.
And one of the cons for one of them was, we didn't love the waxy texture of the menthol pleasure balm. So they go into great detail. I would have thought that putting anything menthol down there is a risk. I mean, as a bloke, we all remember the one time we used the cheap mint shower gel. Never again, lads. But so there are other ones out there. And of course, I think...
In this weather, yeah, especially.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need anything tingling in any extra way. But I guess if you want to be adventurous, there are options like that. You have the classics like the Legos as well. And they're always fun. We've had them over the years where you get a little Lego figurine.
It's a little thing, is it?
Yeah. So you open the little windows and the little men are in there and you get little toys as well. So that's always... Right. It does cause tremendous amounts of aggro if you don't have one per child. Just saying. But they are...
And you have three children.
They are very popular. I have, but I mean, mine are teenagers now. I've got like 18, 17 and
I think Lego
13.
Goes all the way to your 70s now these days, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. It's absolutely ageless. Yeah.
Davy in Galway says, I've heard of going mental about Christmas, but not going dental. But that's the slogan they missed, actually. Going dental at Christmas. Never thought an item advent calendars would be so hilarious. Nicole is skitting away there. You still have a Dermot.
Oh, good.
Despite your retirement.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's one of the things that, you know, when you work in radio for many years, you do talk about the regular things. When is too early to eat mince pies? Is it Fairy Tale of New York versus Mariah Carey? These are the things that I have to say, you know, when people go, what do you miss about working on the radio? They're the things I kind of don't miss. But I have to say, investigating these advent calendars, I really liked it, you know. There's one word I will never miss saying on the radio for many years, spooktacular. I don't miss having to pretend I'm emotionally involved in things that are spooktacular. And we're only weeks away from saying New Year, New You many times a day.
Or saying the C word for half of November.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only around the corner to see.
Yeah.
And so busyness and mindfulness, they are all the things now when people come up to you. You've given up the radio, but you sound busier than ever. Books, tours, podcasts.
Yeah. You know, it's a funny one. And I've been researching busyness for the last 6 months or so because I have a book called Busy and Wrecked coming out next year.
Oh,
and my live show is called Busy and Wrecked. So I've been really looking at that sense of busyness and overwhelm that we can all have from time to time. You know, particularly, I think, since the pandemic, we all thought, you know, during COVID, we'd be like, that's it. We're just listening to Joe Wicks and making banana bread.
New you.
That's it. And we're going to walk our dogs until their legs turn to bleeding stumps. Our poor pets were nearly walked to death.
That's true, wasn't it?
It was like, you know, our dogs were looking up at us going, we're busy and wrecked. Leave us alone. Go back to work, you maniacs. But we thought things would calm down, but they didn't. I think anyone knows, no matter what gig you're in, you just feel that the pace of life has just ramped up. And I think, especially coming towards Christmas, we can feel that kind of heightened sense of overwhelm.
It's a
bit of an amplifier, Christmas. You know, if you're feeling anxious or overwhelmed, I think it can really bring that out. And at the same time, you might be feeling guilty because you're not feeling Christmassy enough, you know. So I've been looking into the world of busyness, and actually it's something that I've come across since I stopped working full time on the radio, is that people will say to me, God, you're doing so great. You're so busy. And at the time, as they were saying it, I was like, I was only, for the first time in my life, I was only doing one thing and focusing on that, which was Bliss. And I was writing the book. And if I said, actually, do you know what? I'm not that busy. It would stop them in their tracks, because I've realized that not only do we reward busyness and wear it as a badge of honor for ourselves, as a mark of our own success and productivity, but we dish it out as compliments to other people. You're doing so well. You're so busy. You haven't seen your kids in 2 months. The bags under your eyes just say success, you know, and that's the reality. And
it's slightly embarrassed not to be busy then.
Yeah, that people go, oh, maybe I'm not busy enough. I'm not slammed. I'm not flat out. I mean, if you think about it, the question used to be, how are you? And the answer was, fine, thanks. Now it's, how are you? Oh, jeez, don't talk to me.
That's right.
I'm crazy busy. I'm up the walls, slammed, flat out, up, out the door, chasing me tail. And then we usually, there's a gap and we go, that sounds really unhealthy. So we throw in the classic, but you know, good busy. And you're thinking, yeah, that sounds like a really lovely nervous breakdown you're having for yourself there. How do I get some of the action? So I guess I've been looking at that. So my live show that starts in January is a chance for us to look at why we celebrate busyness. Mm-hmm. Why in years gone by, do you remember the famous line in Downton Abbey? Dowager Violet Crawley asks, what's a weekend? Because the rich didn't work. So they had no...
It was the weekend all the time.
All the time. But now, and they reckon in America in particular in the early 1970s, that's when the top 10% started working more than the low 10% in terms of income. So there's been a big shift, and there's a lot of science out of Columbia Business School over the last 10 years. There's a woman called Sylvia Bellezza who's done a lot of research on this, and it shows that that we now signal busyness to show levels of success. And if we see someone, you know, they looked at Super Bowl ads actually, and they saw that in times gone by, in the 80s and 90s, wealth and success were shown by leisure. So people lying on beaches, standing on yachts, having things handed to them.
Okay.
Whereas now, the image of busyness and success is rushing from the boardroom, jumping into the back of the limo, closing the deal on the phone. And
actually, selling clothes that will work because you're rushing. you know, you can wear a suit that's now a stretchy.
Exactly, stretchy pants. Yeah, stretchy pants.
No time to iron anything.
We're going to be stretchy pants, Nora. I'm flat out today. But yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. I mean, I know it's a few years ago, but in 2016, they showed people in this study images of people with Bluetooth headsets. Right. And they were given a higher social status than people, say, who were wearing headphones because they're considered more leisurely items. Now, I think
the Bluetooth thing was you're never off the phone.
You're ready to go. You're available. You're ready for work. And I know anyone we see these days with the Bluetooth headset, we're like, we associate with sort of disgruntled taxi drivers who right. refuse to That's move right. on with their lives. But it's interesting, though. So the show is, I guess, I poke fun at a lot of that stuff. I talk about my own experiences with overwhelm and busyness. And it's a bit like a funny TED talk as well. But then, most importantly, I give people tools and techniques to find space. And I would really hope that people could find little moments of space in their day, because that's where the goodness starts. That's where we really manage to just maneuver out of that busy overwhelm
and you're doing
into
it.
A sense of, as I call it, Matthew McConaughey mode. All right, all right, all right.
He's a very busy man. 14th of January in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, which is a lovely calm space to be. And I like the fact that you've included comedy in it, because sometimes those kind of self-help or meditation things might feel a bit preachy, but you can release the tension with comedy.
You know yourself, it's a beautiful vehicle. And I love when cynics come. I love when people drag along the stress bunnies in their life.
The arms folded people.
Yeah, the arms folded. And I
don't know what she sees in this fellow at all.
Yeah, he's not going to get me now with his woo-woo. He'll be lighting incense now. And, you know, I what I love to see is when you can use humour, poke fun at yourself, poke fun at the whole wellness spiritual world, and give people a little bit of the science and the common sense around it. You can see the body language start to soften, and then you can see their minds start to open a little bit. And then it's just a beautiful thing to see people laughing their heads off one minute, and then you've 1,000 people sitting there with their eyes closed, just, you know, finding that space and finding that calm. And what's really important for me is that people leave each show with actual tools they can put in their mental toolkit to escape that anxiety, to escape the overwhelm, to escape the busyness, you know.
Will you do impressions? People are texting and asking. Do you include impressions on your show?
Well, I do have a character called Noni who has visited me over the years. She sells chocolate from her prime. So she'll be there too. She'll be there throwing out some chocolate bars, you know what I mean? But there might be some impressions in there as well. Would you recommend any that I could build?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Elon Musk, I think you should include there just to really stress everyone out halfway through the show. like the new Masters.
Yeah. He's got such a unique way of talking, hasn't he? It's a little bit robotic.
It is. And there's a bit of South Africa, a bit of America all fighting in there. It's a combo. Unfortunately, and he kind of halfway talks halfway through. And it's kind of a draw. You know? Yeah. And kind of a draw. It's like he's eating or something.
Yeah. Although that mixture of him and Trump talking together, I mean, they just sound like, you know, they're the original odd couple. But somehow they make it work.
Yeah, it's a bromance made in hell.
I'm going to be all over the country. I'm going from Donegal to Opera House in Cork, UL in Limerick, Town Hall Galway. I'm going to be in Midlands. I'm everywhere. So if people can go to my website, am I allowed to say what my website is?
You absolutely can.
It's dermotwhelan.com. All the tour dates are up there. And I've actually got free resources there too, free guided meditations for anyone who is feeling a little bit, I might give it a try, you know.
And this time next year, you'll have an advent calendar.
Maybe, yeah. And each
voice side, one.
A little guided meditation. Just
you open a door and
calm down, you busy fool.
And very quick congratulations to your young fella who's starring in things all over the place.
Oh, yeah, my teenager Matthew, he's 17. He's in a film which has a lot of Irish cast in it, actually. If we're celebrating the Irish today, there's a film coming out actually today in cinemas called The Magic Reindeer.
And it's a joint Finnish and Irish production.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where we go, we don't have enough money. We better get the money from another country. Angela Merkel can't send us money anymore, so we go to other places now. It's actually a beautiful movie. It's really, really good. And I think if you've got smallies in particular, people will enjoy this in cinemas.
And he's also in Say Nothing, the big Disney Plus.
It is his small role in that one as well. Yeah, yeah.
So at the moment, I must look out for
him. He just really wants to be an actor, which means that he's going to be living at home till he's 60.
Even if he owned the production company, he's still living totally 60. Yeah. Whoops, nearly went controversial there. Dermot Whelan, thanks so much for coming in and being our visiting critic and advent calendar guru today.
Thank you so much. And can I just mention my Mindful podcast, if anybody wants to get a bit more of that stuff, ease themselves into that whole world with a bit of humour.
Nice and calm place to be. Dermot, thanks, good luck. Oliver.